A senior North Korean official, Kim Yong-chul, is heading to the United States after a stopover in the Chinese capital. Kim was seen arriving in Beijing early on Tuesday. He is the vice chairman of the Central Committee of North Korea. His visit to the United States came ahead of a June meeting between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. Preparations are underway for the historic summit that will take place in Singapore. As part of preparations, the White House said a team of American officials has left a U.S. military base in Japan for Singapore. At the same time, a top aide to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is now in Singapore for meetings with Americans. Joining us live now from London is Professor Rodney Shakespeare, who is a professor of binary economics. Professor Shakespeare, thanks for joining us. What do you make of the possibilities, A, of the summit taking place in Singapore, and secondly, any success coming out of it?
There is a lot of
deluded thinking going on. The Americans think that North Korea will give up its atomic weapons in exchange for a promise. A promise of what? The United States breaks all agreements, and it attacks, and it is an aggressor. There will be no progress in this matter unless the bottom line is that American troops are removed from the Korean Peninsula. So you have a peace treaty, and you have the removal of American troops right out of the peninsula, and you need a security guarantee from China and Russia for both North and South Korea. And if you get that, then you can have a regional solution and it will succeed. But at the moment, the Americans are completely and utterly deluded. They think they can bully their way and smash their way through in this situation. They have failed before. They will fail at this moment. One last thing. The key to this is South Korea. South Korea is controlled completely by the USA. Unless South Korea can stand up and say, USA, out of the Korean Peninsula, get out, we will have a regional solution and a peace treaty. Unless South Korea can do that, then I don't think anything substantial will happen.
I'm glad you brought up South Korea, Professor, because I wanted to, in fact, discuss that, because Moon Jae-in came into office saying that he wanted, in fact, this sort of dialogue with the North, and we've seen quite a bit of dialogue between the two leaders of the two countries. Do you think that that's adding pressure, maybe, on the United States to go through with this summit and to possibly give concessions, quote-unquote, to the North?
Oh, yes. I think the key to this is actually South Korea and its willingness to pursue the policy of peace with the North. What it means, though, it means it must want a peace treaty with the South, with the North, and it must be prepared to get rid of the North's fear, which is an attack from the South. But it's not the other way around. The North Korean position is essentially largely defensive. Anybody attacks them, they will come at you. The North fears an attack from the South. So I think that the crux on this matter is really South Korea and whether it is strong enough and able enough to break free of the American grip of South Korea. And that is very, very strong. And that is where the biggest problem lies.
Very well, Professor. We'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV.